it is popular to share the things that you've done, right? I went for a run, I went to the gym, I stayed within my eating goals or whatever it is. So there is that intuition that, oh, if I share that to a space like Facebook, people will comment on that, I'll get feedback on it, and that should have positive outcomes. So we wanted to test that empirically and specifically also theoretically. So that's why we used the integrated theory of mHealth framework as a way to kind of test that to see, does that theory hold up?
And what is that theory exactly?
The integrated theory of mHealth is by Bull and Izianochi. It's from 2016. It's a theory that they proposed part of another paper that basically says that the health outcomes, if there are things like interventions that come from mHealth spaces, rely on having access to these spaces, engaging with the content that's there, so different types of health messages, and then also an aspect of sharing on social media. From that, you get support, you build esteem, and then that would lead to these health outcomes.
The sharing of this information is really what you were taking a look at.
Mm-hmm.
And you found some differences in how much was shared and the response to that and whether there were benefits
Yes.
to that. Would you explain that?
Yeah. So the sharing was not universally beneficial. So we saw that sharing had these positive relationships between health outcomes for certain types of support, but that also depended on the type of feedback that people got on social media sites. And so feedback, we focused specifically on, are people getting comments, things like likes on Facebook, sort of other things that indicate that people are supporting what they're doing. So we do see that those interact, meaning that just sharing is not enough, but it also depends on the feedback people are getting.
You also pointed out that there are some slight differences in whether there's praise or sympathy for the achievement, and a difference whether people are getting more information, which they may not follow or may not be as encouraging to to continue.
Yeah. So in this case, we didn't measure the exact types of messages that we got. So we don't know necessarily what the comments that they may have gotten were. But yes, there is a drawback to receiving what we could call informational support. So somebody might be giving you a lot of advice that you don't want. That can be too much feedback then that doesn't make you feel better.
You note that there are theoretical and practical implications for this. What are some of the theoretical?
The theoretical, certainly some support for this theory, and this is not our theory. We were citing this from the literature, but we like that there was a theoretical framework that actually included sharing on social media, and we thought that was such a key piece of this. So it provides some support for that to say, yes, that aspect is important. In our results, we don't find a direct link between sharing and health necessarily, but it's the different types of support that you get from the network, which you would really get from a kind of a more public space like Facebook or Instagram or, you know, Twitter, wherever people are sharing. So it does at least build on that theory, provide some support for that, show that this is an important linkage in that process.
At the same time, there are some concerns that people have about sharing personal information. We've seen a lot of of that covered in the news. For this specific subject, what were the concerns?
The privacy concerns are a very important question, especially right now. I think it's important to think in this study about sharing that people were actively doing themselves. So we're not talking about the type of sharing like your phone is sending information about you back to a company or something like that, right? We have to think about that differently and be more cautious about that. But certainly somebody saying, I would like to make a post on a social media site about some sort of exercise that I engaged in today. That sort of sharing is what we're focusing on. But certainly people have privacy concerns about that as well, or even just other concerns. Maybe they're not comfortable with that. So of course we do see in this case, people who are already to some extent comfortable with that and doing that.
We see lots of devices coming out to track personal information and to get more involved with social networks. It seems that if this is an initial study, there's going to be potential for much more. Mm-hmm. Where do you see this having to go next?
Well, one of the things that we're interested with this is specific types of interventions. So interventions meaning different programs that might get people to purposely behave in a certain way to change their health behaviors. So you could see, you know, maybe knowing how sharing this information in different ways, we could encourage people to share that if we know it's going to lead to better health outcomes. So we're thinking about how that might look. One thing that we're interested in is with all these different apps that do exist, you know, there's so many apps, you know, Fitbit, watches, you know, phones, of course, that with a lot of these, they have the option to share, but there's not a lot of other infrastructure around that in terms of the support they could get. So we find here, again, that support is so important, the support that you get for sharing. So we're very interested in what types of technological devices or apps encourage that support, tell people how to use that effectively, and then maybe we can build interventions that use those features.
This is an ongoing concern for a lot of people. There's more Fitbits and wearable devices that come out. Purpose of social network is to share information, yes. Obviously. This is one piece of it. I guess there's always a possibility that it could get mixed in with other things that you're sharing inadvertently just because you happen to be mentioning this, the health benefits of, you know, what I did when I was running today, and then it leaks into other areas, and then you may have to separate it out.
Do you mean that the content would end up in other places, or people would accidentally share other types of content?
Other types of content.
Yeah, so that's a really good point. And what we focused on here, again, was that kind of explicit sharing of I'm going to track a run, for instance, and then share it online. But that is something to be certainly cautious about. There's also privacy settings. Who do you end up sharing with that you maybe didn't mean to share with? What other platforms does it get sent to? Certainly a concern, yes.
The age range was quite interesting because normally you're doing a core study for a targeted group. This, mm-hmm. you say, was 18 to 74. That's a pretty broad range.
Yes.
I'm interested. On the upper level, what did you find? Was there enthusiastic participation? Was it slightly less than the younger group, which is where you would expect most of this might be?
Certainly there were more participants who were in the younger age range, right? So we see with tech use generally, as you get into the older age ranges, there are less and less people there. But we were thrilled to have that age range because so much of this work is often done with kind of a college age, maybe 20s to 30s population. So it was nice to see people at a wider age range engaging with this. But certainly we do always see the older age range, you do start to see that drop off with tech use.